Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm on my way to South Bend, Indiana with our Coors Sports Topic Show to meet with and talk with the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. That's Frank Pomerico. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Now joining us here as he's fired up, the Irish went on the road to Purdue, and they came home with a victory. Frank, congratulations. It's great to have you with us.
Coach, it's great to be with you. Yes, the Notre Dame Nation is very happy at the last week's performance. Notre Dame 66, Purdue 7. Coach, we haven't seen a runaway like that in a very long time. Purdue was supposed to be a very upstanding team that was going to give the Irish everything they can handle. But early on, you could tell that the Irish were coming back. And if you start looking at the stats, Coach, I was going over them today with James. Notre Dame had 27 first downs to Purdue 6. Total yards, Notre Dame had 580 yards total, and Purdue only had 162. Passing, Notre Dame only had 216, but I tell you what, Coach, they didn't have to pass very much. They ran for 364 yards rushing. It was a great performance. The time of possession was 35 minutes and 43 seconds for the Irish. For Purdue, it was 24 minutes and 17 seconds. Coach, that's a good indication of who's in control of the game. I think most coaches, I know Ara did, when he started to run the ball, he knew two things. They weren't going to get it back, and we're going to control the time on the clock. And that's what was happening with the Irish. They ran the ball, and they controlled the time on the clock.
Well, you know, one thing, Frank, I noticed, you played a physical type of football game. That's something that I don't know if I've seen it so far, the type of Notre Dame, the way they love to play football, like have fun, rush the football, be tough up front, do the things that are necessary to blow somebody out. I never thought they'd do that, Purdue. I was shocked by the score as watching the game. But they
Purdue helped a little, too. They threw an interception that went for some 48 yards. Or 45 yards for a touchdown. And they were really shell-shocked, Purdue was. I was kind of disappointed that they didn't give the Irish a better game, only because the Irish need to be taxed every week in order to get better. When you win a game like this, Coach, they kind of call it a laugher. Then a lot of times, two good things happen. Your offense gets well-oiled, and you're firing on all cylinders. The other thing is you get second teamers to come in and they start performing. One thing we found out is that Steve Angeli came in and performed very well. He was 6 for 9, threw for 100 yards, but two TDs, Coach. He threw for two TDs. Riley Leonard, he was 11 for 16 for 112 yards, which isn't bad. And again, he didn't play the whole game, but he ran for 100 yards. So that is a good thing there, too. The negative side of it, and James was pointing this out today, James Amade, is that we had some severe injuries. Bortello is a defensive end who had four tackles in the game. He's out for the season with a knee injury, which is very disappointing. He was really coming on. He's not huge as an individual, but he's very quick. And he makes a lot of disruptions in that offensive backfield. He puts on a lot of pressure on that quarterback. So we're going to miss him. His tenacity and the way he keeps going after the ball. Coach Parsegian always used to talk about playing the interval, the snap of the ball to the whistle. And that's something that Jordan Bortello did all the time. So hopefully he'll get repaired and be out and recover and come back for next year. A couple of other injuries, Coach, that we were disappointed with was on the offensive line. And, you know, our offensive line performed so well when you can run the ball that way. You have people that the starting center, Austin Craig, number 70, he'll be out for the season. Pat Coogan is going to take his place. He's number 78. And the right guard, Billy Sherrick, number 74, is being replaced by Rocco Spindler, who started all last year. And at the end of the year, he got a knee injury. And he hasn't been quite as quick coming back, but he did a good job in the latter part of the game. So we'll have some experience in those places that people were hurt. But, Coach, even in a laugher like that, you think, okay, you're winning the game real big. You can have some devastating injuries that can affect you for the rest of the year.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report. Frank was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team. This segment being brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app. Well, Frank, you've got two home games now at home. You've got to be careful, as you said, about being too overconfident. You've got Miami, Ohio coming in. Then the next week, you've got Louisville. It could be a very dangerous team. And then you got to buy. Your thoughts?
Yes, Coach. You know, Miami of Ohio is in the same league as Northern Illinois. Now, that bothers me a little bit. Last year, Miami of Ohio was 11-3. I mean, they had a very productive year. They got hurt a little bit in the transfer portal, but they have a really experienced offensive line. They have a good quarterback who can really wing the ball, and they have good receivers. So when you have, they're basically a passing team. And their head coach, Martin, is somebody that was with Brian Kelly for years at Grand Valley and for a long time here at Notre Dame as an offensive coordinator. So he has his ideas about how to move the ball. And I think he's somebody that can really come in and rile his guys up. The first game they lost to Northwestern 13-6. So they played them pretty tough. That's a Big Ten school. And then the second game they lost to Cincinnati, and I believe it was only by about a touchdown. So Cincinnati, as you know, has some great players and can be very productive towards the rest of the year. So they're 0-2, but Coach, you can't take anybody lightly, as you know. And one of the things that was a good thing about that last week game is it gave our defense a chance to play some younger players. We found really a diamond in the rough with Kennedy Urlacher. Now, that name sounds familiar because his dad was the middle linebacker for the Bears. He's number 23, plays safety for the Irish, and he really shined in that game. He made some great hits. He's a young guy. I believe he's a freshman, and he did a great job. So look for number 23 on the field. He earned it. He did a great job. There's going to be some other guys to look at. KVA is a linebacker that is highly sought after in high school last year. He's a Samoan that is coming from the California area, and he is well sought after. Notre Dame got him. He is a really productive young man. I think he's going to do great things here at Notre Dame. Another linebacker, number 34, is Brown, and he's another one that I think can really make a difference in that defensive backfield on the run and also on the pass. And, of course, number 24, Jack Kaiser, is in his sixth year at Notre Dame because of the COVID year, and he's somebody that leads the defense. So, Coach, we got a good melting pot of players here, and the defensive backfield with Watts, we're looking really good, but we got to watch out for Miami first, so we're not looking ahead to Louisville. Louisville's number 19 in one poll, number 20 in another. So you know that they're being looked at pretty strongly in the top 20. If they keep winning, for instance, if they beat Notre Dame in a couple of weeks, they're going to move up into the lower part of the teens in the ratings, in the rankings. So, you know, Brom is a very competitive coach, and Notre Dame has really got to look at that game, but don't overlook Miami. That's coming up this Saturday.
Well, I think they learned their lesson against Northern Illinois. I don't think they'll let that happen again if they're smart. But I tell you, they can't look past Miami of Ohio to get ready for Louisville. But it's tough to go into a bye week, which they have on October the 5th, unless you go into it with a real positive way, and that's by beating Louisville. Then you got Stanford, Georgia Tech, Navy, and the rest of the schedule.
Right, and I think that is another thing that hinges on this. Louisville is a key game because if you win that game, you go into the bye week kind of relaxed and kind of thinking, hey, we got 2 weeks to get to Stanford and we'll be ready for them. If you don't win that game, then you're looking at a situation where, oh my God, the fire is under our seat again, and people are talking, and you know, there's rumors around about certain coaches that are not coaching right now, and maybe they'll be offered the job, they'll make buyouts. And, you know, it's going on in Florida, it's going on at Florida State. I mean, there's all kinds of disruptions around the country as far as coaching staffs are concerned, and look how fast it can happen, Coach. In 1 year, this can happen because of the transfer portal, and some schools are doing real good, and some schools are suffering. I want to point out one thing about Miami of Ohio. This is the place that Coach Ara Parsegian started his coaching career at Miami of Ohio. He was an assistant in 1950, and he became the head coach when Woody Hayes went to Ohio State in 1951, and Ara Parsegian became the head coach in 1951 at Miami of Ohio at the age of 28 years old. He won two MAC championships in 1954 and 1955. And then he moved on to Northwestern. He was 36 and 35 in those 5 years at Miami of Ohio. He loved Miami of Ohio. He used to often tell me what kind of beautiful campus it was and the kind of great kids they used to get there. And of course, Coach, you know, it's become known as the cradle of coaches over the years with the Bo Schembechlers, Woody Hayes coming out. I even think Ara Parsegian and Bill Mallory that was at Indiana and Colorado for years. So it's been a great place to teach coaches how to become champions. So it's a great school.
Well, Frank, again, James has always fed information to us. I'm so happy that he's a part of our team. And this week, James, you got to get those Irish football players fired up for Miami of Ohio, and I know you will.
He will, Coach. I tell you, he's over there all the time, and he knows what's going on. So the information I get from James is always top-notch. And between James and his dad, who's a big sports Notre Dame guy, they really rile up a lot of information. But James is always picking away to find out what he can find from the internet, as well as talking to people on campus. So he's our inside guy, Coach.
He is. He's a part of our broadcast team, Frank. Frank, yes. Again, I want to wish you another great football weekend. It's been fabulous so far. Everyone's as good as I. We're better than I thought it would be, and I sure you feel the same way. Again, we want to thank you for joining us here with our Notre Dame Football Report every Tuesday and Wednesday night. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Coach, thank you very much. I look forward to it. Say hi to all my friends in Las Vegas.
I will do that. That's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by STN Sports App of the Station Casinos, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Just go to, visit stnsports.com. Just visit stnsports.com for more information about how you can be a part of their team. So I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. When we come back, we are going to have the head football coach of Bishop Gorman High School on. That's Coach Browner. A big win this past weekend over a highly rated team. So buckle up. We'll take this short time out with you, and we'll be right back.